Dementia is now the second leading cause of death in Australia. Deaths associated with dementia and Alzheimer's disease are up by 30% in the last 5 years. Medical researchers want more money from the private sector to fund dementia prevention, but they say a cure is still a long way off. Bridget Brennan reports.
The number of elderly Australians is projected to almost triple by 2050. And by then, there's likely to be just under a million Australians suffering from some form of dementia. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, dementia deaths are rising, and it's now the nation's second biggest killer after heart disease. Carol Bennett is Chief Executive of Alzheimer's Australia.
We've gone from the third leading cause of death to the second leading cause of death in a year. I mean, that's a massive increase.
There were 11,000 deaths from dementia and Alzheimer's in 2013, an increase of 30% in 5 years. The most common type of dementia is the debilitating Alzheimer's disease, and the biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's is old age. If more money isn't spent on caring for an ageing population, some researchers predict there'll be a need for 500 new dementia beds a month for the next 40 years. Carol Bennett again.
It is a very debilitating condition, and it's certainly one that has enormous cost and social impacts on the community. We certainly can't afford to rest on our laurels when it comes to the increasing rate of dementia in this country, because if we do, we are not going to be able to look after the growing numbers of people who are going to present with this condition in the coming years.
The Bureau of Statistics report paints a picture of the shifts in mortality in Australia. Dementia is now more deadly than strokes and all types of cancer. Professor Perminder Sachdev is co-director of the Centre for Healthy Brain Ageing at the University of New South Wales. He believes there hasn't been enough investment in dementia research compared with other diseases.
I think we are still at an early stage. I think we are maybe about where, say, cancer was 20 to 30 years ago. The investment in dementia research has lagged behind the other diseases considerably. In fact, in 2012, it was found that dementia was probably getting about one-seventh of the funding from the National Health and Medical Research Council as cancer was.
And are we a long way off a cure?
I think to some extent, yes. We had a number of promises in the last, say, 10 to 15 years with new drugs being trialed, but unfortunately none of these drugs has actually been successful. I think it's still some way away before we fully understand the mechanisms and can find effective treatments. But that shouldn't make us very pessimistic, because I think we are increasingly finding that there are a number of things one could do to possibly prevent dementia, and if not prevent, to at least postpone the development of dementia.
Professor Sachdev argues that although government funding for dementia has increased, it's not enough. He's part of a push called Dementia Momentum, asking the private sector to chip in and pay for research on dementia prevention.
Yes, we're realising that governments are now coming on board in terms of more funding for research, but we want the private sector, large corporations in particular, to put in the money as well to match what the government is doing. Of course, things are beginning to change now, but still we are a long way behind many of the other diseases that have actually made considerable progress in terms of both finding the causes as well as new treatments.
Professor Perminder Sachdev from University of New South Wales, ending Bridget Brennan's report.